Hi, I'm Claire Dash, and I'm talking about 10 faces of trauma. And today we're talking about blame. Blame and entitlement. Maybe you see this more in other people. It's very hard to acknowledge this in ourselves. Maybe there's someone around you who projects their blame onto you. And you can see you don't like it, but you don't understand why. And some people name this narcissism at an extreme level, but it can be more subtle and a sense of entitlement and a sense of blaming others rather than taking personal responsibility. It takes courage to see this in ourselves. So maybe today, starting looking at it, seeing it in someone else, maybe you know somebody who acts like that they disregard their effect on others, or they almost deliberately try to force their view on someone else, blaming someone, trying to shame them, giving their perspective as a higher priority than the others. And that sense of entitlement. So what's happening there is trauma again. It's how when we're afraid, we create some defense systems, some ways to protect ourselves. So if we can look to that other person who may be blaming us, trying to shame us, being entitled or not taking responsibility for their behavior, we can see that that's a part of that person who is protecting themselves because they don't want to be vulnerable, because they feel in danger. And they may not be aware of it at all. So it takes a lot of courage to see this in ourselves. Those times when we instinctively or impulsively reacted in a certain way that meant all our defenses went up. And we just pushed that person aside, or we acted in a way that was arrogant and disrespectful to someone else. And we do this, we're human. And what's happening when we do that is that we're reacting to fear. It's not safe for us to be vulnerable. So maybe a person's done something. And it triggers something in us, like a memory from our experiences when that experience meant we were in danger. So maybe it's at work and there's not many places in the lift and you're hoping you're going to get in that lift and someone pushes in front of you and off they go up in the lift and the door closes in your face and you don't get in that lift. And you see that person's arrogance, how they've stepped over you. And if you can slow that down a bit, they were acting in a way that disrespected you for their own reason. And their own reason was probably because they were triggered by their experience, whatever their stress was, whatever was going on, where they disrespected your right and your needs, and they put themselves first. That's because they were being triggered and coming from a place of fear. Maybe you've seen yourself do that. Maybe you've been rushing to get somewhere, and in the stress of needing to perform a certain thing at a certain time, you didn't see your effect on others until afterwards. And then maybe going up in that lift, looking down there, going, "Oh, that person was there before me. I didn't see that they had a right to be in front of me." And it takes courage to stop and see that and think, why did I behave like that way? Why did I blame that person or think I had that right? So when we start to unpack that sense, what's happening is we're facing fear. People don't usually want to face fear because fear still resides in us because it was unprocessed trauma, because we reacted to a threat without having the resources to self-soothe, to calm down, to analyze or make sense of that threat. We didn't process it because we didn't have the resources. So this fear stays in this undercurrent. And this is what I think is going on in a narcissistic personality, is that people are just acting from that sense of fear all the time. And they haven't got a sense of safety where they can turn inward and look and go, why am I feeling afraid right now? And we can have parts in us that stop us from doing that. Because to be that vulnerable, we've had to compartmentalize it so we don't feel that level of vulnerability again. And for some people, the way that they cope with that vulnerability is to shut it down and put layers of parts there that keep us away from going there. Oh, I have a right to be like this. My needs are important. And we create these systems and beliefs that keep us away from why they came into place. Why did we have to think we were more important than that person or that earth or that resource? Why is it that we had to have it now and not slow down and feel safe enough to take our time with something? It's fear. So fear will dysregulate us. We'll want to put that away because we don't want to feel dysregulated because that will make us feel vulnerable and afraid again. So we find ways to maintain a particular stance or a view or a belief about ourselves around that. And I hope you can see that when you start to unpack what's underneath there, it's a dysregulated experience called fear, where our body feels like we're not coping and we can't think because we've gone into a primitive state of fight, flight, and freeze. And in order to continue to go, we have to push that aside, create a compartment to keep that out of sight, out of mind, and a belief that stops us from going there. So that's what I think is going on with narcissistic personalities. And that sense of entitlement, that sense of privilege that comes from when we blame other people. And the process in finding that in ourselves is to turn to ourselves and say, why is it hard for me to be vulnerable? What are the experiences that I've had that traumatized me so much that I couldn't go there again? That's a difficult job to do, and it can be done. We can heal from that. Because when we feel safe, we can process these things. So, helping our body to feel safe, coming from the bottom up with that, so that that safety is here in our body. And then we can begin to work with the reasons why those memories, those beliefs that have come in and stopped us from going to that vulnerability. So hopefully that helps you in understanding something about trauma. Maybe you're seeing that in yourself or in someone else. Lots of love.